The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about speed limits, because the reduction happened today, default reduction on local rural roads 80 down to 60. Henry McKean has been travelling on those roads in and around South Dublin and North Wicklow, up into the mountains as well, I understand, Henry.
Kieran, I did. I left the county. I left Dublin. So I was kind of in the sort of Dublin-Wicklow-Kildare border area. And you probably have noticed, or some of you out there might have noticed, these new white circle round diagonal signs with black lines through them. And this is basically what they mean is don't go higher than 60 and use your own judgment. But we know in Ireland, what does use your own judgment mean? I mean, it could mean anything. You could be making stuff up. I mean, it could mean anything. They really do mean it. They mean do not go over 60. Local speed limits and now that. And these are mainly L roads or local roads. And this is a nationwide drop. So it's a bit of a shock for people. Like just earlier on, I did see the speed cameras out. I did see the guards out. They are trying to enforce this. This is what I saw today. You might have seen something a little bit different. And then later on in the year, 50 kilometres will become 30 kilometres in town centres and housing estates, and national secondary roads will drop from 100 kilometres to 80 kilometres. And the idea is to save lives. That's what they want to do. They want to reduce road deaths by 50% by 2030. And they're following up from what the EU have done. Also, the recent storm, not all the signs are up there. So there is a little bit of confusion. Here is a local taxi driver in Blessington. Here is Greg.
Well, 60 is not okay, I wouldn't think. I think it's a little bit slow, but they'll collect a lot of money from it, I'm sure, in fines and speeding tickets. And I'm sure the lads there in Dáil Éireann will be delighted to collect a few quid.
So you think it's a revenue-making exercise?
Well, have you any idea how much a year they collect in that type of money?
Well, they've got to pay for all those speed vans.
So I understand that. Yeah,
I think they break even, if that.
Yeah, well, it's... In some cases, it is a little bit over the top where you have big open roads and people can then only do the 60 kilometres an hour, which is, in old miles, about 40 miles an hour.
Not very fast, but do you think it will save lives?
Well, anything that does save lives is a good thing. I think it's a positive, and if it saves one life, it's probably better that we slow down a little bit.
All right, that is one gentleman's view, Henry. But what about the 60k route then, with that sign you mentioned? Did you drive on it? How'd you get on?
I did. And remember, they're doing this. The Road Safety Authority is saying they're trying to help us all react to unexpected situations. And it's so true. You might see a little kid just running near the road, and that's an unexpected situation, and you can react to it if you're going slower and saving lives. So, yeah, I was driving around those 60k back roads and seeing how I got on. I'm in an EV, so there's built-in AI. So I was able to record through hands-free my experience. So I'm driving here on the Dublin-Wicklow border just outside Blessington. And some of the signs have been changed to 60 kilometres. I'm on a hands-free right now. Others haven't, which is a little bit confusing. And the car at the moment is saying I'm on an L road and it's 50 kilometers per hour. I'm now on a dirt track and it's saying 80 kilometers per hour. This is a single lane just here in the Wicklow Mountains. It's dropped to 50 kilometers now, which is much better. Okay, that beep you heard there, that is my car telling me that I've sped up and we're now breaking the speed limit by accident. We're now on a 50 going into 6 kilometre zone now. So in that one stretch of road, I'm breaking the speed limit again.
Sorry, Henry, if you're breaking the speed limit, should your advanced car, not be beeping?
It does make a beep. And I know we brought white noise to the listeners there. Literally white noise, which is great for some people who are trying to get a snooze. But yeah.
Imagine people driving home, listening to Henry McKean describing himself driving around. Very meta.
There was a lot of driving there. But yeah, exactly. It did beep. The car beeped to say that I was... speeding, which surprised me because in those areas I thought it was 60. So the car did get quite confused. But you here at home and in studio, you couldn't hear the beep because the hands-free cuts out the beep. You know the way your car starts talking to you, but the person on the other end of the phone can't hear the car. They can only hear you.
Yeah.
So it was just technology going to a new level of nightmare situation. But yeah, I think I broke the speed limit because it went from 80 to 60 to 50 quite quickly. And I did get quite confused. And I just want to apologize for bringing the country white noise. Here are Australians in Blessington.
You're from Brisbane in Australia.
Yes.
The speed limits in some areas and local roads have dropped to 60 kilometers. Have you noticed a change?
Driving around today, not so much.
No change.
But I think it's a good plan.
You think it's a good idea?
I do. Yeah. I do, because we've driven all over Ireland and some of those roads that are 80 really should be, I think, 60.
So some of those local roads, some of those narrow rural roads.
Yes, very much so. They're tricky to drive.
And you don't think people should be allowed to go 80?
Absolutely not, yes. I can't go 80 on it, so...
And the other thing is, they're quite curvy. And I think if you're going at 80 and there's no warning sign saying slow down around the curve, you really shouldn't be going at 80. It's encouraging people to go across to the centre of the road. So I think reducing the speed limits is a good thing.
Built a place like this is better off. But when you get onto a road going to Naas or Tala,
it's going to take a while, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd say it's taken an awful lot longer now.
Yeah, but the road from, are they in Blessington? From Blessington to Tala, I don't think is going to reduce. That's a national primary
you're
route.
You're right. It's off there. It's those back roads.
Okay.
So but, the villages around there and the kind of beautiful.
Yeah. Lakes. I think there is a bit of confusion about, there's a kind of an assumption all roads are getting reduced. They're not.
It's just some.
Not everyone welcomes the change. Is that fair?
No, I mean, for example, the locals and the elderly do and the young people do and people who support the Green Party also. But yeah, satellite town commuters and travelling salesmen, they're not happy about it. People who do 50,000 or 60,000 kilometres a year are not happy because it's going to add an extra 20 minutes onto their long journeys. But it will save lives. That's what this legislation is about. 3 in 4 deaths on a rural road with a speed limit of 80 kilometres over the last 4 years. So basically, 3 out of 4 deaths are on these 80-kilometre roads. So by bringing it down to 60, it will save lives.
Our back road is still at 80, and I just think that's bad. That's not been changed.
It hasn't been changed?
No.
Do you think it will be changed?
I'm hoping so.
Is it a local road?
It is. It comes off the N81 and comes down the back. It passes. It's very windy. There's lots of shops, children, dogs, farmers, tractors, and it's an 80, and they fly down there.
No, I would definitely welcome them, yeah. Because on our roads, like, they're rural roads and...
And they're going fast.
They're going fast, you know, and they're okay, I suppose, for people that are in the area. But any stranger, you know.
So we're here in Blessington, absolutely beautiful. Tell us about the lock behind us.
I'm from Ballymore Eustace, so I don't know. I know that's the lake. It is the lake that's down there. There's a lovely view from the house.
Isn't it stunning?
It is stunning.
Those roads around here, you're saying, well, 60, you welcome?
Yes, definitely, yes.
80
yes.
was just too fast?
On the rural roads, yeah. It's too fast by far.
Happy, yeah. Because we live on the back roads here and that. And
they're a bit lethal.
Oh, not a bit.
More than a bit?
More than a bit,
and
yeah.
And people have died?
People have died, yeah. But we're happy with it.
Yeah, it's about time to change the law. The cars are travelling far too fast. And I live out in the country and there's an 80 speed limit on a narrow road.
And you're happy that's now a 60?
I'm very, very happy that's 60.
And what's it like living on a rural, busy back road?
Very dangerous. We can't even go out for a walk because the cars are travelling so fast, you'd be taken off the road.
You'd be taken off?
Mm, you'd be taken off the road with the cars.
All right, mixed opinions there. Although I think generally one of positive soundings. I'm of the opinion that the quality of life will improve, says one listener, with these new speed limits. It happened in France 20 years ago. There was a group called Slow Society. They won a case to lower speed limits. The result? An immediate improvement in safety, stress levels and communities benefit. So says Paddy and Terman Feckin. But another listener says the reductions are yet another attack on rural Irish dwellers. Basically, every road in Kerry now is a limit of 60. I accept that there are some county lanes that should have a limit of 60, but most of the roads linking the smaller towns and villages are well capable of handling 80 to 100 kilometres. It's a disgrace and a policy disaster. You did speak to a councillor in Kerry, did you?
I did. And just to say I was in New Ross, and like that, this big massive Audi blocked me on this tiny road that was 80 kilometres. And yeah, I can understand what that listener is saying. I did speak to a councillor. Here is Jackie Healy-Ray Jr., Kerry County Councillor.
The biggest critique that I would have of today's blanket approach change to speed limits is that the confusion and chaos that it has caused amongst commuters is extremely unhelpful. There's people throughout the country who still believe that that we're going to have a 20-kilometre reduction in every road in the country, including motorways, which obviously is not the case. A lot of the roads that are changing today, to be honest, are roads that a number of communities would have sought for the limits to be changed on anyway. I would like to see a more structured approach in that the local authority would have the powers of discretion where it's required, because some roads can take the speed. But what I want to see the new government focusing on, because this was a tactic by the previous government, the new government, I want to see them investing in our infrastructure. Road safety lies in the infrastructure that our commuters are using on a daily basis. And the infrastructure that we have has suffered years of underinvestment. And I'm hoping that the new government will get back to spending money on roads and spending money on accident black spots and getting back to basics.
Well, in fairness, two things can be right at once. A reduction in speed limits can make the road safer. But Jackie Healy-Ray might well be right. An investment in infrastructure and improving the quality of the roads also improves safety. So it shouldn't be a case of one or the other. And they need to be improved in large parts of the country. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.